Blog Talk Radio.
Want to say hello, guys. I hope you guys are well and things are good for you. What a blessing it is to have another day, right? And like Greg posted, no matter how bad your situation is, there's others that are even in a worse situation. So we need to be just a little bit more cognizant of that so that we're not so hard on ourselves, because we need to be able to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and do what it is that God intended for us to do. And sometimes things can be difficult. I understand that. And I am in a situation right now that I'm not very happy about, but I'm blessed that I'm here. I'm blessed for the opportunity. I'm blessed for all my amazing friends. I'm blessed for my amazing family. You know, and so sometimes we don't look at all the whole picture. We just kind of look in one little narrow space, and we base everything on that. But please, please, my brothers and sisters, men and women of the great God, please know that God loves you, and he did not make you so you would feel like a failure. He made you so that you would be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And whatever that takes, whatever he can do to use you, I mean, just think about all the great men in the Bible and all the stuff that they went through, all the things that they went through to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. And some of it wasn't so good. Look at John the Baptist. He was there. He was the one that baptized Jesus, but he also was the one that died in jail. They cut his head off. He was decapitated. Wow. Now that's a situation, right? That's like, oh, man. So no matter how bad your situation is, others have gone through even worse and are going through and will go through worse situations. So let's be grateful. Let's think about that. Let's think about how blessed we are right where we are. And let's get going. Let's get going. I mean, you know, you get knocked down, you got to get back up. You get knocked down, you got to get back up. You get knocked down, you got to get back up. I'm going to have my wife read John 5:8 to you in a little bit after we come back. But I just so you can hear the stories of people that have been down. But what Jesus, what he wants from us, what God wants from us, what he needs us to do to be better. Sometimes people think, you know, oh, God doesn't care about me. What? He wouldn't waste his time on you if he didn't care about you. So let's just remember that, okay? I tell you, other people have shared, you know, different versions of the same story. But there, you know, was this man that was in a storm. And the storm got really bad. And everybody was leaving, but the man wouldn't leave. And so then the flood came. The floodgates broke open. Water was everywhere. Man went to the top of his, you know, the top floor of his house, and the water just came up. And then people came again to help him, and he refused to get the help. He said, no, it's okay. I'll be fine. God's got me. Don't worry about me. Go get the, I'm good, I'm good. And then he went up on the roof. And then another boat came by and said, sir, we're here to help you. Come on. He says, no, I'm good. God's got me. Then a helicopter. Hey, God's got me. Don't worry about it. Next thing you know, man passed away and went to heaven. And the man, when he was in heaven, he was like, God, I can't believe it. I'm here. I mean, I'm happy that I made it to heaven, but Lord have mercy. I waited on you. I did everything I could. I did exactly what you told me. I waited, waited on you. And, you know, I depended on you, and you never came. And the guy looked at him and said, hey, well, I sent you first some people to help you in a little boat. Then I sent another boat to come help you. Then I sent the helicopter to help you. And the man just looked dumbfounded like, oh, that was you. That was you. And a lot of times things like that happen in our lives where we are presented with opportunities, but we don't take them. We are presented with different options, but we refuse. We just kind of like, you know, I got this, or, you know, I'm not going to do that, or, you know what, if I keep on trying, I'm just going to fall down again, and so you don't move. And, you know, and God is trying to bless you right where you are, but you're not listening. We're not paying attention. And it's so important that we pay attention, that we listen to the word of God, that we give God the opportunity to be the blessing in our lives so we could be the blessing that he needs us to be for others. But we cannot become so selfish with our thinking that we miss what God is trying to show us and what he is trying to teach us and how he is trying to bless us. Because if we miss all of these things, then we're going to miss what God could have used you for to bless others. You're going to miss that. Wow. You know, it's really a beautiful thing to have someone who loves you so much and is willing to die on the cross for you. And for you to ever think that he doesn't care about you after all that he's been through is very sad. And I'm just going to ask you, you know, wherever you are and whatever you're feeling, how, you know, that you just pray to God. Just find a moment, even if you need to go in the closet and be by yourself, and just talk to God. He wants a relationship with you. He wants a one-on-one relationship. He don't want to have like a computer-like type or robotic type relationship with you. He wants a one-on-one. Tell me how you feel. Tell me what you need. Tell me how I can bless you. Tell me what you want. He's right there. Communicate with me because I want to know that you know that I'm here for you. I want to feel this connection. That's why he gives us that option, because he wants to feel, know that he didn't make you serve him or trust him or love him, but you did it because you wanted to. Who wants to be in a relationship where they have to force someone to love them? No one wants to be in a relationship where someone can force you to love them. And God's smart enough to know that. And so that's why he left it open for you and for us to make a decision if we want this one-on-one relationship with him or not. Because he's ready, willing, and able to bless you and love you the way that you want to be loved. And it's such a beautiful feeling when God does things and you don't expect it. You go, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, and you don't, and I don't deserve it. How many times have you done something so wrong, but it didn't end up so wrong? How many times have you failed, and but you were still blessed in the situation? It's an amazing feeling. So anyway, thank you for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. How much we appreciate you. Words can't tell you. At least I can't find the words to tell you. But my heart, it really wants you to know that you are a blessing to us. And we love you. And we're so grateful. I just approved 38 new people today. 38 or 39. new people today. And I couldn't believe it. I was going through, okay, how many people approve? And so we have so many new people that joined our group. What a blessing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We hope that you find a happiness in this group. There's so many wonderful and beautiful people here. And, you know, this is a Christian-based group. We just want to love on each other and be brothers and sisters to each other. And you know, and feel free to post things that, you know, that can be a blessing to someone, and be slow to get into a conflict with anyone. We appreciate, you know, all of us respecting one another. So this is a fun place. It's a beautiful place. And like I said, once again, 39 people this morning. I was like, wow, that's great. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to play some more praise and worship music. My wife is going to read scripture to you that I shared with you from the book of John. She probably will read from book of John 5:5. But anyway, she'll make that decision. And I just want you guys to know that you are highly appreciated. And so let's get going here with some more music. Just let go and let God, okay? Trust Him. It's a new day. That's all I reckon to.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy. Till all my fear has come.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Your name the highest praise today. So we say hi, yeah, hallelujah.
Oh,
all our trust in you, Lord. All we want is you, Lord. All our eyes on you, Lord. All our hope in you, Lord. All our trust in you, Lord. All we want is you, Lord.
God is good. What a wonderful, beautiful, beautiful song. Lord have mercy. I just want to tell you guys, I have Dr. Gayla Massey sitting next to me, Dr. Gayla Massey Park sitting right next to me here, and she is going to read John 1, right? John 5:1. I told you I was going to have her read John 5:5, but I knew she would change it up because I'm never, my thoughts are never good enough. So here you go, Dr. Gayla Massey. Thank you so much. Here she is. Hold on.
Brain is working just fine. It's just that I felt like I really first but you would know it, you know, you said it. And actually there's a shift. And now after this, there was a feast of the Jews and Jesus went out to Jerusalem. Now there is a verse on by the sheep market tool. Just following the people. Having five fortunes. And these are a great message to the way that time falls just as late as the ball. For an angel with a message, it's cool and trouble the ball. Whosoever then first passes the trust of the mother has been the soul. Of whatever you see.
One second. I want to make sure we can hear you correctly. We're not hearing you. Yes.
Do I need to start over?
There it is.
Do I need to start over?
Yeah. Yeah, start over. Just we cannot hear you.
Okay. Hi, this is Gayla, Dr. Gayla Massey Potts. And Raquel had actually wanted me to start at John, 1 John 1, 5. However, I felt that everybody, I'm sorry, John 5, 1 is where I'm going to start because I thought everybody needed to know a little bit about the setting because Jesus had been to a feast and now he's in another at another feast. And that's where John 5, 1 begins. After this, there was a feast of the Jews and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, or Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been there now for a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is a Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh here too, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, those also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and shewed him all things that himself doeth. And he will shew him greater works than these, that he may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgments unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true.
Wow. Absolutely amazing. And you know, I just want to say thank you so much for blessing us with that. That was awesome. I mean, how did you feel when you were reading this? Could you feel the Spirit of God in the words as you're reading Jesus' own words?
Well, you know, I'm familiar with the story.
Right.
It's from so long ago. And, you know, it's probably been a long time since I've read that part. You know, of First John, and it was gripping because Jesus said certain things that I didn't remember that he had said. We surely remember that he told the man to get up and walk.
Right.
But all the other information that he shared afterwards explaining why he had this power and where he came from, I think was very inspiring. And really, I don't know why I don't remember that, because me, that is the whole big picture of what he did.
You know, there's another big picture in that as well, and that is the people were so, the Jews were so focused only on one thing, that he worked on the Sabbath. But they totally missed the miracle that was happening, that has happened. We get so blinded by certain things that we don't even see the miracle that's right in front of us so many times in our lives. Don't get fooled. Pay attention. Pay attention. Really, look, you've got to seek and you will find, like God said. I mean, how many times have you been looking for a lover and you're talking to that lover about what you want, and the whole time that was the person that was right in front of you? So many times these things happen, and then you go and you get shocked. You go, oh my God, that, I didn't think, I wasn't paying attention. And that person knows, but they're just waiting for you to recognize, right? But not just that, but many times we will pass up opportunities because we want what we want, we think what we think, and we just don't leave room for God to do what he does. And that's to bless us. We got to make sure that we're paying attention. Wait a minute, this is what I want, but maybe I need to see what this is about first, because this keeps coming up. There's a reason why certain things happen to you. There's no such thing as a coincidence when it comes down to God. Everything that happens with God happens for a reason. No coincidence. So, You know, I remember praying for my wife. I want this kind of wife. I want this. I want all that. And God took so long to give her to me that I was done. I was like, okay, I don't care. This, you know, I'll be fine. I don't have to have anybody. I could be by myself. And you know what? If I was by myself, I probably would have been miserable. I'm so grateful that after 10 years, God gave me what I asked for and even much more. I never expected what I got out of this woman. And so that's not even what I asked for. I just wanted someone who loved. I just wanted someone who was kind and cared about me. The reason why I wanted someone who loved him, because I knew that she would keep me in line, because I know the man who I am. I know how the devil can play games and he can trick us. So we need to make sure that we have a backup plan, you know, and my wife is my spiritual backup plan. When I start to slip, you know, and that happens quite often, but she, you know, she'll pull my coattail. And so, and the same for her, vice versa, where I can bless her in her situation. So anyway, but it was, I didn't think I was ever going to get what I asked for from God, but he was doing it in his time and not in my time. And so we have to be patient, and especially in the storm, we have to be patient, because when a storm happens and we find ourselves stressed out and uncomfortable, we usually make bad decisions when we're not comfortable, because we're so desperate to get comfortable that we end up jumping into something else, and we just jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. So you got to be careful, and you got to trust God and know that he's got you. So, guys, thank you so much for blessing us. We love you and appreciate you. We're going to play a couple more songs, and let's just pray right now before we go. Father, we love you so much, and thank you for this opportunity to be able to talk to our brothers and sisters around the world and share, you know, who you are and what you are. Thank you so much for quickening us, Father. Thank you. When I heard, you know, my wife read those words about you quickening, God quickening, Jesus quickening, I was like, hallelujah. I'm so grateful that he quickened me, that God made me come after him. I am so blessed that my heart was desired to be with God's. And so thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us that way, Father. We love you and appreciate you. We ask a special blessing over all of our friends in their situations. Whatever they're going through, you know it. You know it because you are God. And we are so grateful that you are. Thank you so much. We ask all our blessings in your son's name. Amen, amen, and amen.
And amen.
All right, guys. So thank you again. I want to thank my brother Greg for blessing me and helping me with this show and all the shows, as a matter of fact. And we appreciate you, Greg. And to everyone else, just have a blessed and beautiful rest of your weekend. God bless you and take it easy.
The highest throne.
majesty before my eyes. I'll let it take my breath away. A million angels fall, face down on the floor, all to echo.
Child.